After spending lots of time with family this week, maybe you found out something about a parent or grandparent that surprised you. Jacob Lewis of our podcast Neighbors found one family who started asking about their Cuban heritage and got more than they bargained for. Here's Jacob.
Sarah McCall waits for her garage door to open so she can meet her great-grandson Brooks for the very first time.
Look, mi chiquito, capaz. I had to talk to you in Spanish.
Sarah is gushing over this little baby boy inside her home in Muskogee, Oklahoma. She's a short 80-year-old woman from Cuba. All gathered in her garage is her daughter, her grandchildren, and now two great-grandsons.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that I don't know. Oh, my goodness, my grandson.
Growing up, Sarah's family didn't know a lot about how Sarah got to America. She just didn't talk about it very much. That was until her son died unexpectedly. Leslie, Sarah's daughter, said her mom started to tell stories about Cuba and how she came to America.
She said that she worked for the United States government at Guantanamo Bay, and that she was a spy.
That's right. This woman was a U.S. spy at Guantanamo Naval Base during the Cuban Missile Crisis. This was quite a shock to the family, who had always written Sarah off as their loud, emotional relative. But what they learned over the next few years was quite a tale of their granny's short spy career. It started out as a temp job. The base was one of the few places that was hiring.
It was Christmas time. They need somebody to wrap gifts.
At the base, they had a few people who wrapped presents that U.S. soldiers were sending back to the States for the holidays. Sarah had an artistic flair and would make little roses out of paper and do special pleated patterns on the gifts. One day, Sarah saw a guy driving a bus from the naval base. He looked American. His name?
Otto Poland.
Otto Poland. He and Sarah became good friends, but that quickly turned into a business relationship.
Otto finally told me one time, Sarah, I'm going to ask you something and think about it. Don't be scared because I know you can do it. We're going to need somebody who still go in and out.
He needed someone who wouldn't draw suspicion that regularly goes on and off the base. This was a period where Cuba had gotten a little cozy with the Soviet Union during the Cold War. This caused tension between the U.S. and Cuba. What Otto was asking Sarah to do was take messages from the base and deliver them to contacts out in Cuba, which, given the political climate, could be quite dangerous.
Sure, be careful, he said. And if you want to quit, I can quit.
Sarah took the gig. She would get messages, hide them in her bra or shoe, and then go from the U.S. base out into Cuba. She was given meeting places and told what clothes to expect other people to be wearing. Then she would hand them an envelope. She had no idea what was inside. And sometimes they would give her messages back.
If they catch me, that's it. I don't go to the base anymore. Or they go and kill me, or they put me in jail like I have a friend live in Florida. They catch her and she go in jail.
Sarah delivered all sorts of messages with a 100% success rate. But her last one was a close call. She had to cross a checkpoint to get back into Cuba. This time she stuffed her message in a cigarette box. Innocently, she accidentally had two cigarette boxes in her purse.
You can bring one box of cigarette. That's all. No carton, just a little box.
They took her to another room and looked through her belongings. Grabbing the box with the message in it, holding it up, they told Sarah,
okay, we're going to let you go at that time, but next time you know what is the regulation.
Shaking, she passed through the checkpoint. She got on her normal bus to head to her house. But the bus was stopped by a man in a Cuban uniform who told Sarah to get in his car.
I go, oh my God, from here, they're gonna take me somewhere.
She thought she'd been made, that she would be put in jail or killed. But there was something unique about this man in uniform. He also used to date one of Sarah's sisters. Without saying a word, the car pulled up a block away from Sarah's house and let her out.
That was a big miracle.
Sarah was safe. But later she would find out that a friend, who also became a spy and was on the bus that day, did not fare so well.
She disappeared and they found her body later on.
As the Cuban Missile Crisis heated up, spying became too dangerous. The U.S. friends she made on the naval base suggested she get out of the country and try her luck in America. They helped buy her a suitcase and a coat, aided in the necessary paperwork, and she left in January after the crisis was over. Now in Muskogee, Oklahoma, this former spy is retired from a wedding planning business, living with her husband Jack, and doting on her great-grandchildren. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jacob Lewis.
This story was part of a new project of Jacob's called Vox Familia. He helps families who want to capture the legacy of their relatives in audio. Listen to the full episode for free at podcast.wpln.org or in your favorite podcast app.